Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And today I'm meeting with Kat Cobb, who I discovered when I went to the Hatch down near the Urangan Pier, and I noticed some of Kat's very lovely creations in the little store down there. How you going, Kat?
I'm good, thanks, Jussie.
And your last name is Cobb.
Of course it is.
And I've got to have a giggle now because I was just mentioning that my favourite vegetable's corn.
Yes, and
you named your son corn.
Almost. It's one of his aliases.
I'm just being silly, like always. I'm just a rat bag.
No worries. Got to have a laugh.
So, tell me your story, Kat. You've moved up from down south.
Yep,
you've relocated. You're a sea changer.
Absolutely. Moved from Illawarra up to the bay and loving it, absolutely loving it.
Can I ask you, so did you have, you had winter up here?
I have had winter up here, although I wouldn't have classified it as winter.
That was my question because I know other people that have moved up to Hervey Bay from New South Wales.
Yep.
And they cursed Hervey Bay and said, we thought you didn't have a winter here and it was really cold. It was freezing.
I think I only cracked a jumper out maybe 2 days.
Okay, so compared to Illawarra, it's beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. It was, yeah, it was like spring. Seriously, I did not feel winter at all this year. I was loving every minute of it.
Yeah, so can I ask you, what made you decide Hervey Bay was where the sea change was going to happen?
Okay, yeah, there is a story behind that. Last year we came up for a road trip with our camp trailer and stopped a few places along the way, and Hervey Bay was on the radar to stay here because I have a good friend who lives in Tyro. And we sort of arrived here and thought, wow, this is so lovely. And being that I have an illness, I felt so much better. Like my aches and pains were virtually gone. And then as you do on holidays, you have a sticky beak in the real estate window to see what kind of prices they are. And I noticed hubby was standing at the real estate window for, oh, good 20 minutes, and I thought, shit, something must be good there.
Probably the prices. So,
yes, exactly. We couldn't believe it. Like, Illawarra is really becoming almost a part of Sydney, and the prices there are absolutely skyrocketing. So to see the kind of properties that you could purchase up here, we were just astounded. Put those things together. So, I was feeling better and prices were cheaper. We thought, hey, maybe this would be a goer.
So that's a total quality of life change.
It is, and everything is falling into place. We're loving it here. The people up here are so friendly and the weather's beautiful.
Oh, that's because you've met me.
Yeah, of course, Jo. Of course.
And you have had pretty great weather.
Fantastic. It's I really pinch myself a lot of mornings. I'm waking up and the sun's shining and you know, I'm feeling fantastic getting out of bed, and I think, how lucky am I to live in such a beautiful place?
Yeah, just shout out to your friends in Illawarra. Absolutely. Sorry, we've got Kat now.
Yeah. Hi guys, I miss you, but I'm not coming back. Sorry.
I think you better build a granny flat because you're going to have a few visitors.
Oh yes, yes, just a few.
So like I mentioned in the intro, that I came across you through seeing some of your creations.
Yes.
And like I do, I go away and have a bit of a dig around and see if I can find these people locally, and you are local. So what is your little home business that you've started, your Created by Kat?
Okay, well, Created by Kat is kind of a morphing business at the moment. I did start out doing designing and making really beautiful quality women's and girls' clothing. And I'm finding more along the way as I'm growing that there's a call for bags and accessories, jewellery, and then calling on my past experiences of photography and art. I'm starting to meld that into the business too because, hey, it's all created by Kat. And I'm loving it. I really think, you know, it's a good thing to grow as a business and meet the needs that your clients will have. If they want something particular made, yeah, I'm the girl.
Yes, so you can get commissioned to make things as well.
Absolutely. I've done a few different signs. I've done a lovely little sign for a B&B located in Riverheads.
Oh, nice.
And I did a sign for a couple that were getting married and wanted the lovely sign with their date of their nuptials and their surname. Yeah, really sweet.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, so I wasn't expecting you to say a sign.
Yeah, no, I do signs as well. I've also done recently a fellow who collects Jim Beam. He bought a wooden truck with a trailer on it, and he wanted it painted up with the Jim Beam logo and in the colours and so forth. So I did that with all the details. And yeah, so it wasn't something I was really expecting to do when I started Created by Cat, but, you know, it was one of those things that I was just put out there, and I thought, yeah, I know I've got the capability to do that. Yeah, I'll give it a go. And I think that's really the attitude behind Created by Cat is I'll give it a go, I'll give it a try, because I love learning and anything creative is my forte, so.
Well, actually, I'm so glad you said that, because I haven't told you, but I've got a project that I'd like to commission you to do for me.
Awesome.
So every year there's the Fraser Pop Culture Festival in Maryborough.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Oh, well, I got picked up this year by Captain America.
Cool.
And I'm kind of hoping to impress him next year and turn up as Wonder Woman.
Awesome.
So I'm going to get you to make me a Wonder Woman costume.
Fantastic.
Now, the challenge is if you can make it out of completely recycled materials.
Recycled, okay.
Fabrics and things.
Yep.
Then we'll enter it into next year's, there's a waste to art
yep.
competition.
Fantastic.
And I'm hoping I can actually get a band of Wonder Women all in costume with me.
Fantastic.
So we will be a collective Wonder Woman group.
That sounds great.
Would you like to be a Wonder Woman?
Oh, yep, count me in.
Yay! Well, I'm sure I can count about, I know, four or five other women who would be in to be Wonder Women.
Fantastic.
And I'm actually thinking, just like the superheroes that go to Maryborough and are based up in Bundaberg, they're actually all emergency service
yep.
guys and women, and they do this as a voluntary because they believe every child deserves a superhero. I believe every woman needs a Wonder Woman.
Fantastic. So I love the recycling aspect of it too. Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously, I actually, some of my bags that I do, I recycle.
Do you?
Yeah, so I've got some lovely cargo bags. Cargo short bags that are have been expertly weathered by my lovely husband.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and they're really cute, and it's upcycling. I just love the concept of it. You know, I was brought up not to waste, so
yeah. Well, yeah. I'm like that. I hang on to bags and think, oh, but the handles are still really good, or the latch is still really good. Well, I really like the fabric, that's why I bought it.
Yes,
but I must admit, I end up cutting the cord and going, okay, I'm going to donate them to Vinnie's or throw them out, because I don't have what you have is the skills to turn yeah. into something else.
I think part of my creative brain is being able to look at something and envisage what I can do with it. So I might look at whether it's new materials or old materials and think, okay, that would look great as a bag, or that would be fantastic as part of a top, or just how my brain works, I think.
Yeah. Well, I heard that Lifeline sells a lot of wedding, like, bustiers.
Okay.
Which could be a good foundation for Wonder
yes.
Woman.
Yes.
So yep. I'd like it to be as flattering as possible.
Absolutely. look,
you've got your work cut out.
Look, if I'm on the lineup as a Wonder Woman, trust me, it's going to have to be flattering. Yeah, I do offer alteration service. I know some people look Created by Cat and they'll see the products that I make, but I'm trying to put out there a bit more that I also offer an alteration service. So if you know you get a new work uniform and it's a bit long, I can hem it no problems. That's pants or skirts, replacement zips.
Waist is getting a bit bigger.
Or well, that's an adding fabric, so that's a little bit trickier, but I can do that. But All sorts of alterations and repairs, I offer that service. So.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And do you still make new, like, tailored clothing as well?
I do. Even though I'm finding that the interest in Created by Kat products seems to be more in the accessories and bags and art areas, I do still make clothing. I design and make clothing. I do have a range on my website that I offer in sizes 6 to 16, but if somebody contacted me and said, oh, I really love the design of that dress, but I've got this fabric that I saw that I'd love better than the fabric you chose, I of course would look at that. So I can do custom orders for people.
Would you like to tell me about your journey, about how you've gone from being employed to now finding your way, tapping into all your skills and what your real passion is in the creative space, how the journey that led you on this path?
Sure. I was diagnosed 2 years ago with an illness called fibromyalgia. Some people might be familiar with it, but it's an illness that affects many, many parts of your body. And due to that, I actually lost my job because my body physically couldn't withstand what was happening. And over the process of coming to terms with having the illness and rebuilding a life for myself and realizing, okay, life is still really good, and there is so much I can still do. I just have to steer away from the things that I can't do. And I had all these passions that I guess the same as everyone you have when you're a teenager and you think, I love doing that. I'd like to be this when I'm older. I really had a passion for fashion and designing my own clothes and making my own clothes. And for various reasons, that did not come to fruition, just, you know, circumstances or lack of opportunity. And I started tapping back into it. It really kind of came about because of my daughter. She's a teenager, and teenage girls are kind of hard to please sometimes, and I'm very proud of her. She walks to the beat of her own drum, which I love, but because of that, she likes to wear clothing that is not run-of-the-mill.
Awesome.
So it was hard to find clothes for her, and we started looking at different markets because we exhausted all the shops, and some of the stuff that I'd seen on display, I was thinking, oh, that's quite a simple design. I could do that, or I could do something similar to that. And then the light bulb moment came and I went, oh, yeah, you used to make and design your own clothes. Why can't you do that for your daughter?
It's funny how we forget.
I know, it was. It seems like a lifetime ago. And then, you know, in addition to that light bulb moment, I had another light bulb moment, and a little voice popped up and said, hey, remember that dream you had of designing, creating beautiful clothes? And, you know, I talked to my husband about it, and I said, you know what, I really want to give it a go. If I fall on my face, I fall on my face, but I want to get it out there and at least give it a go. And here I am, giving it a go.
That's fantastic. Do you know, there's so many parallels there in my own journey as well.
Yep.
And like right down to my daughter being an inspiration. What I can relate to is, so I've lost my career and
Then
I got back to work, and then I've lost that again, and then I'm sort of redefining myself and finding my way again. So when I was at school, I went through quite a stage there where I was looking at being in radio. And
wow.
It was the teachers actually that, when I was picking my subjects, told me that I had no chance, there was not enough jobs in there. Why I was going to take myself to Melbourne. I lived on the Gold Coast, and I researched the school that I was going to go to learn how to do the radio.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was the teachers that influenced me to not pursue that, and then I really fell into subjects I hated, and took me a long time to find my way again.
Yeah.
Career-wise. But when I came home in January, and some of my listeners have already heard me say this, but my daughter, teenage daughter, said to me, Mum, I was in complete darkness. She said, look, have a listen to a podcast. I think you'll enjoy it. Well, of course I enjoyed it, because within a week I was trying to work out in my head, how can I do this for myself? This is going to keep me busy and stimulated. So
that's fantastic.
The power of your children.
Yes.
Being supportive and also inspirational, and also that you get forced to have to find a new path.
Yes.
Or get drawn back to maybe your true path.
I think sometimes it takes an event of some sort that, you know, might be a disturbing event, in some cases, like same with you and I, an illness which changes your life, it forces you to change your life, and it kind of snaps you back to remember what you loved when you were younger, and really what you were saying, it does parallel. I really got steered away from doing fashion design because it's so competitive and it's really hard to get in there and, you know, pick a job that's reliable and that you'll get work for. Whereas I really try to encourage my kids to follow their passion, and I'll say to them, even my daughter who's extremely artistic, and I say to her, go for it. Be prepared that you may have to do something else alongside that to support yourself in the beginning, but go for it and give it your all. I think it's so important to follow your passions.
I just say to my kids, follow your passion, man. If you're going to rely on that completely, you've got to be prepared to live with me forever, and that's enough motivation for them to find something else. True story.
I'll have to remember that one.
So don't worry.
That's a good one. Put that in the file.
I said to my son, don't worry, you can live with me forever. And he's like, I'm going to uni, Mum. I'm going to uni. I'm like, okay, good. Okay, Kat, so where do we find your products if we want to touch and feel them and have a look at what you do?
Okay. Well, I do have the online shop, which obviously you can't touch and feel, but yep. You can have a good look. That's at createdbykat.com. They are in store at lovely little spot that you spotted my products at, which is Hatch, down at Erangan, right near the pier. I am working on possibly stocking in a couple of other shops, but yep. That's kind of in the works, so I don't want to say anything to put the kibosh on that yet.
Yep. Now, I know you've got fibromyalgia, yep. But do you do markets as well? Or
I do. I have done a couple of markets. I'm lined up to do a market in November, which is a Hervey Bay handmade market. It's looking to be a really big market this
okay,
year.
Well, I'll do a podcast with them next.
Yeah, there'll be lot of fantastic artists there. That's it. But yeah, I guess with regard to markets, I'm still playing that by ear, and being that I'm still a newbie to the handmade business, I am waiting and seeing how that goes before I make a definite decision.
Yeah, that's, and look, enjoy Hervey Bay.
Absolutely.
And the Fraser Coast.
Absolutely. It's like you're on holidays every day. It's
I've
fantastic.
Got two questions for you.
Yep.
When I get to 1,000 Facebook group members.
Yes.
This is the only goal I started with the podcast, was to get to 1,000 Facebook group members, because I said, when I get to 1,000, I'll go skydiving. And along the way, a lot of people have said to me, they'll come skydiving with me.
Fantastic.
Would you like to come skydiving
with me? Oh, man. I've actually skydived for my 40th birthday, and it was the best thing. I would definitely do it again.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, the second thing I was going to ask you was, being new to Fraser Coast,
yep.
Have you been swimming with the whales yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, next year I'm booking the boat.
Yeah, definitely. I been too busy with the settling kids in and getting organised and selling and buying houses and
fair enough.
It's on the list.
Yeah, next year we'll get you in the water.
For sure, okay. No problems.
Kat, it's been a real pleasure. It's so nice to know you now, and I'll keep in touch with you here in Hervey Bay.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
on, Jazzy. Lovely
Check
to chat
out,
with you.
Check out Kat Cobb's business, createdbykat.com.